Men are designed to lead and shape the culture to worship and honor God, not to live in the wasteland of culture. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In Ruth chapter 1, verse 1, we learn of a man named Elimelech, who is from the city of Bethlehem. And we said yesterday that Elimelech's name meant, God is my king. But did you know that Bethlehem means the house of bread? Do you find it ironic that in the house of bread, there is no bread? This is like going to Waffle House and ordering waffles, and the waitress saying, I'm sorry, we're all out of waffles. What do you mean you're all out of waffles? This is your namesake. Go to Walmart and buy some batter and get to making waffles. How is it that the house of bread is bone dry? Well, we learn from the book of Deuteronomy that the famine was meant to awaken the people and cause them to repent of their sin. Later on in the book of Deuteronomy, after the curses for disobedience are given, it gives the remedy of repentance. Listen to what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 2. When you return to the Lord your God, you and your children, and obey His voice in all that I command you today, with all your heart and with all your soul, then the Lord will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you. So what should have Elimelech done? Well, he should have repented. He should have returned to the Lord. He should have responded to the alarm of the famine. But that's not all he should have done. You see, the famine was not just over Elimelech's personal farm and land. It was taking place in the localized area of Bethlehem. And the second mark of manhood is that men do the work of developing the culture around us. When God made man, He gave man the order to reign and to rule over the creation, to have dominion in it. God told man to nurture the garden and tend to it and to cultivate it. Were those simply gardening instructions? No. That's what's called the cultural mandate. God calls humans, those made in His image, to create culture and to cultivate culture in order to spread God's glory over the entire globe. Elimelech should have called a citywide meeting with the elders of the city and said, brothers, we're the house of bread, and yet there is no bread. Something is wrong here. We have abandoned the Word of God. We've abandoned the worship of God, and we've abandoned the ways of God. We must repent, and we must turn back. God's glory, known among the nations, is at stake here. Let's do this together. Godly men are designed to lead the culture to worship and honor God, not to live in the wasteland of culture. Men, we have the wasteland of culture all around us, and its evil hooks penetrate the church. And when it does, and when we see it, we need men to rise up, take a stand, and show the church the way back to godliness. We need men to call each other out and up towards holiness. Are you content watching the enemy pick off men right and left, watching them fall prey to the ways of the traps of the enemy? We're to spiritually take them by the collar and to shake them and to say, wake up and look at how you're ruining your life. Look at how you're ruining your family. Don't you care? Don't you care about the glory of God being evidenced in your family, in your church? This is part of the work we do in nurturing and cultivating the culture around us. But it's only done when we walk with Jesus day by day. As you pray today, please remember Michael Strong and his family, our missionaries in Minnesota. And also, remember the Moray LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.